On today's show, China's Baidu teams up with BMW and Hyundai to develop connected and autonomous technology. One supplier develops a faster way to stitch instrument panels together, and Nissan explains how it's preparing for the technological change coming to the auto industry. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Hyundai Motor Group and Baidu, the Chinese internet company, are partnering to work on connected cars. The two companies will start by working on in-car content, like real-time traffic status based on data, artificial intelligence, and other technologies. They will also incorporate Baidu's interactive AI into Hyundai vehicles. It can be used for a wide variety of in-car features, from navigation and changing the temperature to locking the doors and monitoring driver fatigue. Baidu also signed a partnership with BMW, which will add the German automaker to its Apollo autonomous driving platform. It's an open platform that provides all the features and functions for self-driving vehicles. Speaking of BMW, it's expanding its joint venture with Brilliance Automotive. The companies will increase production capacity in China to 520,000 units for 2019 and will also expand engine production. The all-electric iX3 will be produced in China beginning in 2020 and now says the vehicle will be exported to other markets outside of China as well. And BMW is expanding MINI's EV presence in China too. It signed a deal with Great Wall Motor to produce electric MINIs in the country and will call the joint venture Spotlight Automotive Limited. Both partners will also work to open a production facility in China. Still to come, one supplier develops a faster, more efficient way to stitch instrument panels together.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Stitching together the interior of a car is not an easy task, and I'm sure most of us have seen a stitch or two out of place before. But supplier Intiva is working to make sure that never happens again. It developed a new stitching process that uses lasers to scan the stitch and can adjust the program path of the robot if it needs to. It's even able to do this on the fly as the component is being stitched together. Intiva says the new process reduces cycle time by 20 to 30% and will be used on the instrument panel for the new 2019 Silverado and Sierra. Mercedes already offers diesel, hybrid, and natural gas versions of its large Citaro bus, and now it's adding an all-electric model to the lineup. The e-Citaro features an electric axle with two motors mounted at the hubs, and the option for up to 10 battery modules that would combine for 243 kilowatt hours of capacity. In the summer, the electric bus will have a range of 150 kilometers, or about 93 miles, and under ideal conditions, that's extended to 250 kilometers, or 155 miles. At the start of production, it will use a plug-in charging system, but in the future, there will be the option to charge the e-Citaro via a pantograph. You know, that's the thing that sits on top of a bus or tram and connects to an overhead power line. The e-Citaro will start reaching customer hands before the year is out. Mercedes is also improving the driver assist systems for its buses and coaches. By beefing up its radar technology, Mercedes is now able to add pedestrian detection to its active brake assist system and initiate braking if something is in its way. And sensors at the side of the bus can now warn the driver of objects he or she may not be able to see. The new active brake assist system will be standard on all Mercedes and Setra touring coaches in 2019. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday when we'll have a Panhardina Z17 in the studio. If you got no idea what in the world we're talking about, don't worry. We'll have Ken Nelson, an expert in unusual cars, back with us, explaining what this thing is all about. And coming up next, a look at how Nissan is preparing itself for the disruption, electrification, autonomy, and connectivity will cause to the auto industry. The move into electrification, autonomy, mobility services, and connectivity is going to cause a lot of disruption in the auto industry. And recently on AutoLine This Week, we were joined by Jose Munoz, the Chief Performance Officer at Nissan, and he shared how the company is preparing for that challenge.
Well, in our case, we have presented our current midterm plan, so-called MOVE 2022. And then within that plan, being a technology leader, it is a key foundation of the company. In that sense, we have defined three key pillars, so the electrification, autonomous driving, and connectivity, and we are working with a lot of confidence on all these three levers. And I would like to say that the Leaf, which was the first EV, is the one that is bringing all that in once. It's our, I would say, flagship in terms of bringing all the technology. You're going to see many more EV cars developed by our company and by the Alliance that are going to bring all these elements together. So we want to be leaders in mobility. We've also created within the Alliance this company to take advantage of the shared mobility services. So I think we are really well prepared. We have a good strategy, very solid. We've shown we've been pioneers. We are still pioneers on electric vehicles. We want to be pioneers also on autonomous driving and in connected vehicles.
You can watch that entire discussion with Jose Munoz right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.